Good morning. Yeah, it had been or in Zuni, we would say Keshi. So I'm not sure how Uncle Mike's Zuni is, but. and just down the road over here in Acoma, they say Kwatsehopa. That's the only Acoma I know, though, and nothing else. So. A couple more Zuni words, but not much. We had a good summer. We had a good turnout last summer, and we were able to open for the whole summer. The summer before, we had to limit it to 7 weeks. We had some limits on how many people we could have, some other restrictions, but this year we were able to do it without that. So it was a good time. Rachel pointed out last time we showed this video that they don't really show any chapel in that video. So we do go to chapel. That was just all the fun pictures. So, although chapel's fun sometimes too. So there in the bottom, you can see a picture of our staff and who we are there at Broken Arrow Bible Ranch. And of course, it's a picture of camp. So you've got to be playing dodgeball, right? That's one of the more popular activities there at camp is playing dodgeball. So, as many of you know, those of you who have heard our story before, our call into ministry starts in kind of September of 2014 with a house fire. And then in March, in fact, this just happened a couple days ago, it was 7 years ago, the passing of our son. God used those things to call us into full-time ministry and to serve him and to go work at the camp. And it's been a long journey. But I can now say that we are now fully supported, and we are now field missionaries. UIM has different classifications for what the missionaries are, and while you're raising your support, you're an appointee, and then once you get onto the field and you're no longer raising support, now you're a field missionary. So as of about a year ago, we were considered field missionaries, and almost a year ago is when we got our support up to 100%. So we are excited for that, and that's good. It's good to be there. Of course, raising support is always a full-time job. You got to keep it up because things are changing and people are moving on to different things. So, but it's good to know that we have a lot of support out there, not just financial support, but prayer support partners in this ministry with us. So, there's a couple pictures of camp. Of course, we have the camp there at Broken Arrow Bible Ranch. The video there was from a junior week, which is 8 to 12-year-olds. I was going to bring some flyers, but we don't have the flyers printed out yet. But as soon as I get some flyers, we'll bring you guys some flyers if anybody's interested in going to camp this summer. And then we also have 3 weeks of teen camp, which is 13 to 19-year-olds. It's a good time. That video was the last week of junior camp, the week six, and then we always finish out with 2 weeks of teen camp. This year, one of the weeks of teen camp, we had a lot of campers and no work team. I think that was the second to last teen week, so it was a busy week that week, and I'll talk a little bit more about that during the service. But again, some more pictures of having fun. The picture there in the bottom right is the team challenge. You saw the video there where they had the lava and they're trying to cross from the one board to the other board, and the ropes where they have the ropes and the counselor stands on the board, the A-frame board, and they try to walk him by all using teamwork and working together and that stuff. So it's a lot of fun. But they also have to think. They have to be creative. But we also use that to pour some gospel messages in as well, and to share the gospel with the campers. We take every opportunity we can, really, to share the gospel with the campers. So Rachel's going to come up now, and she's going to talk about some of the stuff that she does around camp and other ministries.
Okay. So the other thing about Team Challenge, just to comment on that, because I used to lead that activity, is a lot of times we get campers who don't know each other, and if they're from different tribes that don't get along, sometimes they honestly hate each other. And so we use Team Challenge to really challenge them to work as a team and to get past their personal differences, to be able to work together, and to even become friends with one another, which is really cool. I remember one time when I was counseling, I had a Zuni and a Navajo girl, and by the end of the week, they became best friends. And so you see God change their hearts. You see God do a work in their lives. And so that's another thing about Team Challenge that I love, because it's very, very much, it's one of those activities that you can use all sorts of analogies every step of Team Challenge to point them to Christ. and point them to things in their own lives, just day-to-day living things. And so that's just one of the things about Teen Challenge that I love. I haven't led that in a few years, in several years, actually. But I do help out in different ways. Last summer, we didn't have people in the business office to do the printing. And so we had it was several months before we had another person in there, but we wanted to do a mass mailing of our prayer guide that we had done a couple years of, ago, but Broken Arrow wanted to do it for all of their mass mailing lists. So I got permission from the UIM business office, Jeff and I did, and we went up to Phoenix, and we actually printed off, 5,000? 2,000? 2,000. 2,000 or 3,000 flyers. We got them in the envelopes and everything, and then we brought them back. But that was a picture I wasn't allowed to post on Facebook because the business office did not want all of the UIM missionaries knowing that they were letting us do this because they did not want an overabundance of everybody coming in and saying, hey, can I put this off at the business office? And so that was one thing last year that Jeff and I were able to do. We've also helped out with horse manure. I've helped out with, you wanted me to talk about discipleship this morning, right?
That's in the next one.
Oh, that's in the next one? Okay. Help out in the kitchen. You can pray for the gentleman in the blue shirt. His name is Bruce Kindy. He, for a long time, has been the breakfast head cook. He had hip replacement surgery this fall, so he's on the mend. He really is hoping and praying he can be back in the kitchen for summer, and I'm really praying, too, that he'll be back this summer. So just pray that God continues to heal him and that he physically will be able to do it. He's in his 70s, Jeff?
80s
now. So he's getting up there. So I think it takes him a little bit longer, but he has a heart for ministry, and he loves doing breakfast. That's his joy. So if you think of it, pray for Bruce. Another picture. What else do we have up there? So I basically kind of am a jack of... I kind of fill in where there's need. So last summer we had 2 weeks where there wasn't a camp nurse. So I ended up being the camp nurse for 2 weeks. But it was a last minute, hey, we don't have a nurse on Monday. So I had to, we ran back, got all of our stuff because I had to stay at camp for the whole time. But it was just a blessing. God knows exactly what we need and when we need it. And that change of pace with being a nurse was actually, we had stuff going on last summer, and God knew. And he gave me that change of pace from doing breakfast every day to the breakfast only half the week and then the nurse. And it was good. I mean, God is a great Heavenly Father, and he's good at just doing exactly what we need when we need it. So... I'll let Jeff finish, though.
She was actually in charge of breakfast, because usually Bruce is in charge of breakfast, but there was also a couple weeks that Rachel was in charge of breakfast. And that might have been right before she was the camp nurse, so it was a good break to go from running breakfast to then being able to be the camp nurse and kind of step out of the kitchen for a little bit. But, yeah, Bruce had some health issues, so he had to step aside for a little bit, and Rachel was able to fill in with that with some other volunteers. That was a real blessing. In fact, there was a couple that she worked at the camp when she was in high school, and she and her husband and kids came back to work for a couple weeks, and it happened to be the couple weeks that Bruce was out, and so she could just plug right into the kitchen for breakfast duties with Rachel. Of course, it was definitely a coincidence, right? No. God's hand was certainly behind that, and he brought in just who we needed when we needed. Another prayer request for the kitchen is not only Bruce, but also another lady who came and volunteered for the whole summer last summer. Her name is Jimmy. She's from the Phoenix area. She would love to come back and help out in the kitchen again this summer, volunteer and kind of run the kitchen for the meals. But she has a full-time job now, and expenses that have come up, so we're not sure yet if she's going to be able to come, but we're praying about that, and that either she can come or that God will provide somebody else to take that place as well. So we're going to talk about discipleship a little bit in the service this morning. So some other ministries that we are involved in, some other things that we are involved in. We are involved in the camp ministry, and we do that, and it is a year-round ministry, but there are some other ministries that we help out with as well and that we do as well. One of them is a wood hauling ministry. In fact, a couple different wood hauling ministries. The picture's there at the top and the picture at the bottom. There's a church here in Albuquerque, and there's a guy in that church who has a landscaping business, tree removal business. And so he cuts down the trees, and he cuts them into pieces, and then he has some youth that go over and split the wood. And then we go over and we load up trucks. That picture there on the bottom, that was this year, which actually we had a pretty small group this year. Year before, we had about twice that many trucks and trailers. And we go over and load up all the wood into trucks and trailers, and we haul it up to Counselor, New Mexico. And one of the guys who works at the camp, his dad has a church up there. So we go to the church up there, and then he designates where we go to drop the wood off and take the wood. And we've had stories of people that, you know, they're down to their last little bit of wood. They're burning sagebrush, that kind of stuff, to get by. And this is early in the winter as well. Usually it's in November when we go up there, or the end of October. And this year we had a family that they had spent a bunch of money on some wood, but the wood was green, so they couldn't burn it yet. But they had just spent all this money on it, so they were trying to burn it, and it wasn't working very well. So they were very relieved to see us stop in with a trailer load of wood. The house, the picture up there on the top right, the pile of wood there, and then that's their house behind. It was a couple, an older couple. They're both handicapped. They're both in wheelchairs. So we left the big pile of wood, but then we also took a bunch of wood into the house for them. So they'd be able to have that the wood in the house there as well. So it was just an opportunity to really bless people who really, really need some blessing. We oftentimes will take an opportunity to pray for people. This year we prayed for a lady whose brother had just attempted suicide, and another family member had just committed suicide. And it was a lot of darkness, a lot of lack of hope. And she just really needed prayer. She was really discouraged about a lot of things that were going on and about life in general. So it was just an opportunity for us to just stop and just encourage them a little bit with some physical needs, with the load of wood, as well as just with some spiritual needs, to be able to just have them share with us and pray with us and talk to us about things that were going on with them and in their lives. So it's a great opportunity. It's great to take the kids, too, because they see what ministry is all about, serving needs delivering things that people need, but also praying with people and doing that. Plus, the kids always enjoy going to the different houses and seeing all the dogs and the puppies at many houses. So the two pictures there in the middle, that's another wood hauling that I did with Rehoboth Christian School there in the Gallup area. They have a wood hauling ministry as well. There was a timber deck up in the McGaffey area up in the mountains up there, and we were able to go up there and load up several trucks and trailers with a bunch of wood and then haul it back to Rehoboth. And then they have a class period where they have kind of some free time, and some of the students will go over and cut and split that wood up into firewood, and then they distribute it to needy families there in the Gallup area. And so I had an opportunity to participate in that and help out with that wood ministry as well. That's another one where they get some wood from Albuquerque. There's some different groups that bring some over and drop it off there as well. The one lady where they delivered some of that wood, she lives in her car because the house is not fit to live in. But she needs the firewood because she still uses the wood stove and the fire in the house to cook on and for heat and things like that. So she still uses the house, but the roof leaks real bad and there's mold in the house, so she can't live in the house. So she's living in her car, but she still needs the wood. And then there was another house up in Coyote Canyon area up north of Gallup where the lady was in pretty desperate situation too. So sometimes it's hard because we're delivering the firewood and we take the firewood, but you see so many other needs. I mean, you look at that house up there on the top right and, you know, where the people live and you know, how can we do these other things as well? And there's just so much need out there and there's so much ministry out there. Sometimes it can get overwhelming, but what we need to do is just focus on, you know, this is what we can do. This is what we're able to do. Let's help out where we can, do what we can. And also come alongside them spiritually and really encourage them spiritually as well, because that's a big part of it. Not just drop off the wood and walk away, but ask them, you know, how can I pray for you? Hey, what's going on? Hey, you know, is there anything in your life that we can pray with you about? And you know, just talk to you about a little bit. And so that's an important thing as well. And hey, on the Navajo Nation, everybody needs firewood. So wood hauling is something that's desperately needed and is a very important ministry out there. So that's one ministry that we've been involved in. Another one, and this is actually at the camp. It's a ministry with the camp that they do every year. They do a big community Christmas banquet. So they invite the community in, and a lot of these people, they go to a Bible study. One of the ladies on our staff leads a Bible study on Monday nights, and then several people in the staff, they do a Bible club with kids on Tuesday nights at a church down the road. And so a lot of these families are associated with that, but not all of them. Some of them are just the neighbors. We invite the neighbors to come over. There's a neighbor that lives behind us where they live in basically a shed. The kids don't go to school when the road's too muddy because they can't get out. So it's just an opportunity to kind of bring them in and say, hey, we're your neighbors here. We're available for you know, help when you need help and to encourage you and help you out with different things. And so it's an opportunity to just bring people together and say, hey, we appreciate you guys being in the community. We appreciate your involvement in some of these other ministries. And it's also an opportunity to bless people. There you see Nijoni, my daughter, on the top left, and Rachel down there on the bottom right, packing bags. We give gift bags to the kids. This year we gave out, 50 kids bags?
Actually,
I think it was 60. Everywhere from babies through teenagers. And so we give out these gift bags. We stuff them with, there's some toys in there, some books in there. They had some children's Bibles that we were able to put in there. Then also lots of snacks and just fun things for the kids to get. Also some toiletry items, things like that, basic needs, some of that kind of stuff we put in there. There on the top right, you can see one of the kids who's happy to get his bag. He was excited. And then the middle picture up there, that is the bags that we pack for the families. So we pack a bag for each of the families. We gave out 45 bags this year. Last year, I think it was 40 bags. This year, 45. You see underneath the table, there's bags of flour, bluebird flour. That's the flour you have to have to make the fry bread. So we buy some bluebird flour, and we give that out, as well as a frozen turkey. We've been able to give out frozen turkeys the last couple years as well, just to bless the families and encourage them. The bags have everything from canned goods in there. There's some tracts, some Bibles in there. There's also, we've had some donations the last couple years of knitted hats, scarves, mittens, that kind of stuff we've been able to throw in there. We had some tools and stuff, basic tools and stuff we were able to throw in the bags last year. So it's just odds and ends kind of stuff that's very practical, very useful for people, and can just be a real blessing and a real encouragement to them. And so we put that stuff in those bags. We put those together. And then when the people come down there in the bottom, that picture in the bottom, that's us singing the songs and having fun. We always give a gospel message. A lot of times, if there's enough kids, well, there's always enough kids, but if there's the opportunity to, we'll take the kids next door to the chapel and kind of do a little thing for the kids next door, a little Bible club for them, play some games and give a gospel message over there, while we also give a gospel message on the other side to the adults. Everything focuses around that, the gospel message. We do a meal, we do the gospel message, and then we give out the bags there at the end. And again, it's just an opportunity to really encourage and bless the people in the community and the people who are involved in our ministry and are part of our ministry. So it's just a good time. We also invite other volunteers that help us out in the ministry that live in the area as well to come join us for that. This year we had a guy come all the way from California just to help us put that on, because he's a real key part. He volunteers with a lot of things around the camp when he's in the area. One other thing that we were involved in, and I don't have any pictures of it, is the some things at the church. I was going to try to stick a couple pictures in there of the Awana Grand Prix. We had our Awana Grand Prix last week, but I didn't have any pictures available for that right yet. But we're also involved in some other ministries in the area. We do a homeschool class and a homeschool PE class, and we work at the Awana program. Like I said, we had our Awana Grand Prix. Did you build a car, bud? Yeah? Did you have fun? Yeah? Elias was a little disappointed. His car was pretty slow, but he still had a good time. He had a good time making it. He had a good time racing it. But it's always a good time. So those are some other things that we're involved in as well, other ministries that we enjoy taking part in. The camp has other ministries that we do as well. Winter Retreat is another one that we really focus on and really have a good time with. It's 3 days of kind of teen camp in between Christmas and New Year's. This year, we didn't have any snow to start with, but it came in a hurry, and everybody showed up, and then that evening it started snowing, and we had about 10 inches of snow for a winter retreat this year. So it's always a lot more fun with snow on the ground. It's a lot more work with snow on the ground, but it's a lot more fun with snow on the ground. So it was an enjoyable time. It was a good time. And again, another opportunity during to share the gospel with these kids. During winter retreat, it's also a little bit more informal time where we give the campers an opportunity to ask questions and to basically talk about things that are going on in culture, things that are going on in their lives, things that are going on at home, things that are going on with them, and kind of give biblical answers to that and address it from a biblical foundation and a biblical standpoint as to, you know, where we are and what we are, what the Bible says about things. And so it's a real opportunity to really, in a more informal way, really get to know the campers, but also to answer questions that are more personal to them and that are more weighing on them. In fact, last year, the last speaker that we had, the last teen week, he took the questions that had been brought forth at the previous winter retreat, and he took those questions, and that's what he focused all of his messages on during that last teen week that we had this past summer. So it was really a good way for him to get in and really address things that are really meaningful to a lot of these campers and that are really going on. And there's a lot of things going on in the lives of teenagers. Everything from, you know, spiritual questions to transgender and homosexuality questions to, we had some of that this summer that we had to work around as well, to, you know, relationship questions. You know, it runs the gamut, drugs and alcohol questions, abuse questions. So it's really an opportunity for us to really just pour into the lives of these kids and really just open up with things that are going on in their lives. So, and then another retreat that we've started doing the last couple of years, we started it last spring. We did one in the fall. We're doing one again this spring, is what we're calling an alumni retreat. And what it is we're bringing in people who have worked at the camp in the past and been summer staff, either counselors or wranglers in the past. And we're asking them to come back, and it's just an opportunity for us to kind of minister with them, but also to kind of get to know them a little bit better, to be able to work with them a little bit in a more of a setting. Because during the summer, we do a week of training, we do a week of orientation, and we do some discipleship, and we do some mentoring throughout the summer. But the summer gets so busy that we don't really have a lot of time to really work with them and work and talk with them and visit with them. So this is an opportunity for them to come back a little bit more informal setting, and us just to pour into their lives a little bit more, and us to give back to them because they gave so much for the summer that they came. So now it's our opportunity to kind of serve them and give back to them a little bit. We, you know, break out the go-karts and do riflery and archery and some of the activities that they get to lead during the summer, but they don't always get to participate in. So it's an opportunity for them to actually enjoy some of the activities. This year, during the fall one, we did a pumpkin carving contest. So we got a bunch of pumpkins. We went out and carved them all up. Some of those designs were pretty creative. Several of the guys made ones that you could put on your head, so they were walking around with them on their heads. Of course, the guys put the ones you put on your heads. The girls had the ones with the flowers and the leaves and the pine needles and all that on it. So, but it was a lot of fun. And then Rachel, and there was another lady helping out at the camp right after that. Well, while that was going on right after that. So Rachel and this other lady took all the leftover pumpkin and cut it all up, cooked it all up, and froze it. And we used that to make bread to put in those Christmas baskets. So it was a good use of the pumpkins as well. Not the ones that got smashed in the dirt and that kind of stuff. We didn't use any of that. But so that's another thing as well, and that's another ministry that we've started recently and will be going on the end of April, as well as a big ladies' retreat we do every year the end of April. Any ladies who are interested in coming over for that, let us know. We can get you information on that. It's open to everybody and anybody. They do English lesson as well as Navajo lesson. And it's basically the same lesson in both, but some people learn better in English and some people learn better in Navajo. So, we offer it in both. So that's an opportunity as well. And then of course, we're always looking for, you know, people who want to be involved in the ministry, whether it be, financial partners, prayer partners, people who want to come over and volunteer for, you know, a weekend or a week or the summer. Wranglers, counselors, teenagers that want to come and just pour their lives into the lives of some campers for the summer. You know, we're always looking for that as well. Camp nurse is always a big need. Like Rachel said, she had to fill in last year a couple weeks. This year we have a couple leads on a few people who want to come and help out. We're not sure if it'll be for the whole summer or just a week or two here and there, but and as well as kitchen help is always a big need that we have as well for people to come over and help out in the kitchen. So that's really who we are and what we are, and open it up to questions, or as I like to open it up for questions, comments, and wisecracks. I'll take those too. So either or, it depends on the items. Like I said, we had a church that donated a bunch of knitted stuff because they have a ladies group that knits, stuff like that. It's very practical. If you donate, if, you know, got canned goods and donated canned goods and that kind of stuff, that's very practical. So it depends on the items, or you can just send the money and we can use the money to buy, stuffed animals, the kids stuff, you know, that kind of stuff. We've had in the past people that have donated, they've done a shoebox drive for Operation Christmas Child, and then they donated all that shoebox stuff. Well, some of the stuff you would send to a third world country doesn't always translate well to put in a gift bag. Some of it does, but some of it doesn't. So we try to be a little bit picky about some of that kind of stuff. But whatever gets to us, you know, we'll use it, we'll donate it. But.
Is that something you can give us a list?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So there was another.
Maybe also like how many things.
Yeah. And like I said, this year we put together 45 of the big bags and 55 or 60 of the kids' bags. But when the time gets a little closer and we have a better idea of what we're looking at, we can certainly. It is a little far to drive from here every day. We do have housing. It depends on when you come. If you come during the summer, we still have housing for people, but the housing is a little different. If you come during the school year, we have the lodge, and we put you up in the lodge. We also have a little cottage, where if it's just, you know, one or two people coming over, we put you up in this little cottage. And we can do that. We also have RV spaces, where if you had an RV or motorhome or camper or something that you brought over, you know, we do have a few places to hook something like that up. But, yeah, we can certainly find a place for you to stay while you're there. We house work teams, you know, regularly. So, again, it kind of depends on the summer during camp versus during the off season. But we can fit you in. Our campers come from all over. A majority of them come from the Navajo Reservation, but they come from everywhere on the Navajo Reservation. We get campers that we have quite a few campers that come from here, the Albuquerque area. In fact, a couple weeks ago, or last summer, the summer of 2021, Gallup Schools was still going when we had our first week of camp, but Albuquerque Schools was out and Arizona schools were out. So it was kind of weird. We had a full camp, but we had almost no kids from the Gallup area because they were all still in school. But we had a lot of kids from Albuquerque. We had some homeschool kids. We had some kids from California because their grandma's on staff. They came out. So, but, yeah, we get kids from the Phoenix area as well. Supai, which is the tribe at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, they bring a couple groups every year. We get Zuni kids. So, yeah, a lot of them are local. It depends on what you consider local, but yeah, most of them are from the Navajo Reservation, but we get kids from all over the place that come. So, there was another hand up there.
So where are you located?
We are just south of Gallup, so about 18 miles south of Gallup. So about 2.5 hours from here.